Tom Isbell, a professor of theater at the UMD Theater Department. He's joining us this morning to talk about theater on the radio. Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Chris?
Just fine, thanks. You know, I was thinking that all the many great discussions we've had with you, we talk about all these different aspects of what makes theater work as an art form, and certainly everybody who contributes, the many different things, costumes, lights, sound, set design, that's certainly all part of the core of it, but the character of whatever actor is on stage seems to me to be the heart of it. Where do you even begin with actors trying to develop character? It's such a personal and yet public process all happening at once.
It is. Yeah, you've kind of hit the nail on the head there. And it's interesting because there are so many ways to approach a character, and as far as I'm concerned, whatever works is perfect.
Okay.
And people are all over the map. There was just a really interesting article in yesterday's Atlantic magazine about Jared Leto and his example of method acting gone too far. And, you know, some people talk about their Meisner actors or their Strasberg actors or their Stella Adler actors, and for me, they're all valid. They're like they're all tools. I mean, as an actor, all training is like you're developing tools. You're developing techniques. You put these tools in your toolbox, and then you use the right tool for the right job. And so, for me to say, this article prompted some interesting thoughts. You know, one being better than the other. It's like, well, it's like saying a hammer is better than a saw. If you need to pound a nail into a piece of wood, a hammer is better than a saw, but that doesn't mean a hammer is always better than a saw. So it's an interesting discussion.
That's refreshing, because I think that so many people are so strictly about one camp or the other. You hear about the famous method actors, whether it's Strasberg or some variation on Adler or whatever. You get your Pacinos and your Marlon Brandos, and you think, well, these people really believe they have to, do they absorb just the mindset of that character so deeply? Sometimes you see Brandon, you think, wow, he's so out there. Heath Ledger, who before he died played the Joker, and it was just sort of this example of, is that method acting going too far, where they just became so engrossed with becoming mad themselves to make it believable?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, and again, whatever works, if it doesn't damage yourself, it's fine. But it's interesting because this article was talking about this as well, and like Leonardo DiCaprio for winning for The Revenant, and part of it was because he ate a raw bison liver, you know, and there's something very macho about that, and we think that's acting, and Brando himself, you know, referred to acting as kind of sissy work. You're getting made up, people are doing your hair, and so I think actors sometimes feel a need that they're not working hard enough unless they're living the part and they're eating raw bison liver. And I don't think you have to do that. I think there's an interesting book that came out not too recently by David Mamet that I'm quite fond of, because he kind of turns everything on its head, where he basically says, figure out what you want from the other character in the scene and just memorize your lines. And that is acting. And that's as good as any other acting. And I required that book in one of my classes later on, just to kind of challenge the students, because it's different than the other things they've been taught, because that can work too. It just depends on the play, on the role, on the film. You know, there's so many things that go into it.
Whatever they're doing, is the ultimate goal to make themselves as believable as possible? Is that really at the heart of whatever method you use? Is that the reason we do it?
I think so. I think, you know, this word truth is bandied about a good deal. We're trying for truthful behavior. You can't nail down what truth is. And truth in a Neil Simon comedy is very different than a realistic film where characters are eating bison livers, you know. So there are levels and gradients of truth. But, yeah, you are going for some version of truth.
You mentioned before the one idea of what the other character is doing, what the other character wants, and memorizing your lines, and that is a connection that will make it work. But there are so many parts of that to me. There's either you bringing yourself to the character you're playing and immersing yourself there, bringing the character to your experience to try and find some blend, and then, as you say, reacting to the people on stage. It seems like there are so many components. It's never as simple. I think Marlon Brando's saying it's easy work. They're not working as hard as they should be unless they bury themselves in something. I guess it seems like really there are, as you say, many tools, but it's not just simply reciting the lines. I've seen people recite lines, and I don't believe them for a minute.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I mean, Spencer Tracy had that famous line about just memorize your lines and don't bump into the furniture. That was for him the definition of acting. Well, he had a certain level of skill, so his version of memorizing lines was quite good. Others maybe don't have that luxury. So, I mean, again, that's the other big variable is who you are as an actor and your own skill and ease at being so-called authentic.
Yeah, and Spencer Tracy probably selling himself short a bit and maybe not realizing the tools that he effectively carried off without knowing that he was doing it.
Absolutely. And I think that's a big thing. And I think that's a thing that maybe Mamet doesn't acknowledge in that book is that some actors have that and some don't. And so much of it, again, depends on the type of production that it is. And I think, for me, the really successful actors kind of bounce around. And maybe they don't acknowledge, like even Leonardo DiCaprio prides himself on being pretty method, but he also plays the opposite, too. If he has to get a laugh, he can raise the eyebrow toward the camera at just the right moment. You know, there's nothing method about that. That's playing for the camera, and I'm all in favor of that. You know, it really just depends on what is required for that role and that production.
You know, I realize that this is something that for you is a process. You're teaching students to do this for a few semesters of intense work. So for us to have this conversation in 7 or 8 minutes is great, and I appreciate your time this morning.
Well, I appreciate it as well. I love to talk about it, so it's my pleasure, Chris.
Thanks, Tom. Take care.
You too.
Tom Isbell, a professor of theater at UMD, and he joins us this morning to talk about theater on the radio.